Good morning, MGTOW man. Just adjust the volume microphone levels so it's not sort of peaking too much. That's about right. Yeah, I just had one of those magic little moments. I found a bee sitting on top of the toolboxes, looking rather frozen and about fucked. So it's a pretty cold sort of day, and no wind, overcast, pretty cold. So I had a conversation with the bee. Oh, and what star sign are you? You know, I'm an Aquarius. Oh, you're Sagittarian, going on Virgo. Oh, fuck me. No. That's like, yes, I do have conversations with bees. And so I encouraged him. I picked him up. You know, and got him on my hand, you know. So fuck this camera shit. Got him under my hand, you know. Got him a bit of warmth into him off the aluminium toolbox. Got a little bit of warmth into him and encouraged him to sort of warm up and slowly get under my hand. And then I sort of cupped him in my hand, in my warm hands, and warmed him up a bit. And I said, well, you know, you're going to, you know, yeah, going to have to get... You're going to have to get going soon because it's getting sort of dark soon, you know. And then, you know, and then the divine sort of grace said, oh, get him some sugar syrup. Get the bee some sugar. And that's what beekeepers feed bees to keep the hive going when there's not a lot of flowers about, you know. Sugar water. And I went, you know. And then I remembered I have a little emergency supply of glucose in the glove box, you know. And give you a quick whack of fucking blood sugar, you know. And because the fucking, the dried figs just go too fast. And so I got a little bit of water and mixed up a concentrated solution of glucose, you know. And I had the bee, I'll sort of, this is close enough because it's too much fucking around the hands and the camera and reverse images and all this sort of shit, you know. And I had the bee sort of on the finger there, you know, or sort of on the, yeah, fucking around there somewhere. And what I did is I mixed up a super saturated solution of glucose and water. That means that there's enough glucose in the water that no more will dissolve. And you got a little bit of crystal glucose in the solution, you know. And I made a fucking drop on the end of my finger. And I was hand feeding this bee about two drops of glucose solution, you know. And it was really good, you know. And you could see its mouth part, because bees basically drink and vomit bloody concentrated sugar. You know, that's what honey is. It's just sugar sort of, they take pollen and all this other sort of stuff, convert it into, I forget which sugar, but I think it's fructose or glucose or something. And then they extract all the water out of it that they can, and then they vomit it back out. So when you're eating honey, that's basically bee vomit, you know. And, yeah, I was hand-feeding this little bee, like a drop of this solution on the tip of my finger, and I was there fucking feeding it, you know. And its little tongue was going, you know. And I think it was a native Australian bee. And I'm not sure if it was one of the stingless ones or the stinging ones. So I'm a bit ignorant. There's so much to be ignorant about. And yeah, it was fucking really good. So what I did was, you could see how, because they're attuned to just sucking in liquid really fast and not sitting around with their finger up their ass going, "Ah, maybe I will. Oh, what time is it? Oh, afternoon tea. Oh, maybe a bit later." No, it's just straight in, and it probably would have had probably a full drop, a small drop, but a full drop of this liquid, and you could see its back end sort of had expanded from being a bit small to being a bit bigger, you know? And like in girth and length, they've got sort of bits that sort of telescope out, you know what I mean? Or, yeah, the bits sort of telescope out in length, you know? So as you see their back end sort of going like that, you know, as they're breathing, they can actually sort of, you know, they can actually slide the fucking parts apart so they get bigger and they get longer in the abdomen. And yeah, so it filled up really fucking quick with about a drop of smaller sort of drop of fucking glucose syrup. And you know, after a good warm up, physically warming the bee up and then feeding it, you know, it just said to me, "It's look, it's got to go right out of daylight." And then a fucking buzzed around in three little circles to get it sort of, because there's overcast with cloud, and I think they can see the sun because of the UV, because I think they see in UV. And then it fucked off back to its nest. And that was quite good. So, yeah, I don't have a Bugatti, but I can talk to bees and I can feed them. It's like, yeah, fuck yeah. Hand feeding a bee. Yeah, good shit. And, yeah. This is the, all right, this is the old phone holder. That's the sort of noise you can hear when they're fucking driving along and the rattling sort of thing. And oh fuck. And it's quite a good design. And what it is this here, turning this here, drags a cone, the conical sort of base. Oh fuck. How to get light onto it? It's a conical sort of base, a plug, and it expands. You know, you pop it in the coffee cup holder. You pop it in the coffee cup holder. Fuck. And yeah, it expands to fill the fucking coffee cup holder. You know, it expands to fill the fucking thing up. And that's good, but it might be really nice in a fucking. Yeah, it's got a thread up the inside. Yeah, square thread. Oh wow, look at that. So yeah. Yeah, far out, look at that. So anyway, that expands to fill the coffee cup holder, and this bit sits around on the top. But the only problem is when this in the Toyota, that when the got to think and reverse things, when the cup holder slips out and this goes through it, Well, it hides most of the controls for the fan settings from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think it is. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know. And it hides the fucking temperature, you know, from cold to fucking hot, and to the air conditioning on button, you know. And it's a general sort of pain in the ass position, you know, because I like to put things in that are in a really clever way and they don't fuck with all the other things, and this kind of just interferes with all the other things, right? So what I finally did was I picked up one of those magnetic things, you know, you put a sort of a self-adhesive, the wonderful 3M adhesives, you know, steel plates, and these glue onto the back of your phone, and this really strong magnet holds your phone in position. And yeah, I'm getting telepathic signals from the bee. Oh, yes, he's just got home. So, you know, it's true. It's like, it's good. See, so what I finally figured out is that this clamp thing, so it's, fuck, camera's on the fucking. See, you do this and then yeah, so what that does is it slots into the air vent, and slots into the air vent. But see, the air vents are sort of, the slots are sort of, I'm not sure, because I'd never owned a car in my life until I was terminally ill and had to get to hospital, you know, and it was winter and I was about to die. Never owned a car in my fucking life. Fuck it. And now I'm going, why didn't I get one sooner? They're brilliant. But the air vents on this, just the width and the reach and the fucking, I don't know, the whole configuration, you know. Well, what I've, because I'm not afraid to go, oh my God, you know, resale value, fuck it, I'm keeping the car for life, it's good, you know. Hey, what a great thing. This is a super powerful magnet. And yeah, the phone doesn't move. But I can put this on things like the laptop, you know, because there's no magnetic hard drive in it. It's one of those new, they're like a solid state drive, sort of, but they're like a card, you know. And I said, well, fuck it, you know, the old 250 meg or whatever card that was filling up all the time and just couldn't use it. And so I got a 1 terabyte card, you know, fucking brilliant. But I found that if I get about a fingers thick block, you know, of wood, say about that thick, and then make up a wooden, probably wooden will do, and a wooden sort of, say, piece of ply, say about that thick maybe. And I glue that to the top of the dashboard. Yes, I fucking can. Fucking wow. So that centered, that put on the dashboard, centered above the steering wheel with about that much of a fucking height raise, you know, above the dashboard. Maybe 20, maybe nearly 20 mil would be all right, you know. That's going to lift the phone into such a position that I can hold it in a landscape position. I'll be able to see the speedo underneath it, you know, because it won't block the fucking view. And it'll be high enough to see me over the steering wheel. And if I choose to put it in the fucking, you know, it'll be a good view straight out the front of the car so you can see the road ahead, you know, if it's one of those sort of videos, you know. So, yeah. Yeah, so life goes on, MGTOW men. You know? You really got to appreciate the fucking. You know, I try to help all these little critters wherever I am. I mean, sometimes you just. There's so many of them, and you can only do so much, you know. You really can. They're just. You know, sometimes things just have to die. You know, that's just how it goes. It's not sort of particularly tragic. You might not like it, but you know, I was able to go and save one bee, you know, and that's a good thing, you know. I just didn't say, oh, fuck, yeah, it's a bee, you know, fuck, happens all the time. I was able to make a difference to one life, and that bee. I don't know whether it's just run out of puff and it's tired and it's run out of food and it's exhausted or the cold and all this other sort of stuff, you know. I don't know why, but you know, rescuing it was good for the bee and it was good for me. And I learned something. I learned how quickly that they can suck fluid up when they understand that we're running out of daylight and you don't have time to fuck around. It's just poof, straight into it, you know. And you can watch the sort of segments in the abdomen both increase in size and, you know, the sort of the fucking things swell out like that, you know. If you ever see documentaries on honey ants, quite an interesting thing, you know. Yeah, so I'm really glad I was able to make a bit of a difference. I was able to make a difference, otherwise the bee would have just, it was sort of kind of crawling, you know, it was kind of like, in the sort of fetal position for bees and just sort of waiting to die, you know. So, yeah. So I warmed it up and fed it and it headed off home, you know. That was good. Good things to do.